Oasis Audio presents The Comic Book Mystery by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Tim Gregory. Directed and engineered by Adam Hassel. Chapter 1. The Missing Comic Book. 6-year-old Benny Alden put down the Captain Fantastic comic book with a satisfied sigh.
"That was cool," he said, "especially when Captain Fantastic jumped over a building to catch the bad guys."
"It was a good story, wasn't it?"
said 10-year-old Violet. They had read the comic together. Jesse, who was 12, glanced out the window of the boxcar.
"It stopped raining," she said.
"Let's ride our bikes downtown and see if the new issue of Captain Fantastic is out yet," Henry suggested.
The boxcar was a great place to spend a rainy afternoon, but the Alden children were glad to be outside. When their parents had died and they had no home, Benny, Jesse, Violet, and Henry had lived in the abandoned boxcar in the woods. But then Grandfather Alden found them and took them to his big house in Greenfield. Grandfather had the boxcar towed to the backyard so the kids could use it as a clubhouse. Now the boxcar children rolled their bikes out of the garage and pedaled to the town square. They locked their bikes in the rack and walked into a small shop called Comic World.
"Hello," said a young man who was chewing gum. "What can I do for you?"
"Is the new Captain Fantastic here yet?"
asked Benny.
"Just came in yesterday,"
replied the clerk, putting the comic on the counter. As the oldest, 14-year-old Henry...